Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You still tweet at Pete Lee Tweets?
Pete Lee Tweets, and then on all other social media, I'm Pete Lee, Pete Lee, Pete Lee.
All right.
Please follow me on Instagram and TikTok if you're 13.
Yeah, my daughter. I'm on some of my daughter's TikTok videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look like an idiot, but I don't care.
No.
Because everybody looking at it is, who's the old dude in the picture with you?
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
Well, there's a whole population of people on TikTok now that it's like the parents of people on TikTok.
Right.
And they're loving it and creating videos. And
no, she just says, stand here, Dad. And she does these stupid things. And I'm just standing there. So whatever. So I don't really care. So you can check me out on TikTok too if you want.
Yeah.
I don't know how you'd find me, but I don't want you to stalk in my daughter, that's for sure.
No.
So I shouldn't even brought that up, actually.
No. That was fake news.
That was totally fake. Funnybonomaha.com to see Pete Lee. Somebody asked on the email, Pete, since you're a big Packer fan and from Wisconsin, so you're allowed to be.
Yes.
You're not a bandwagon.
Yeah.
You're going to be on stage when they're playing some of that game.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do this, but like when the Yankees were in the World Series.
Well, you're definitely a bandwagon Yankee fan, so I want to hear that.
Yeah,
crap.
I really am. But yeah. like last year in the baseball playoffs when they were playing against the cheating Astros.
Right. Yeah, they did cheat.
I would be on stage. Like I was doing theaters at colleges and stuff, and I would have the game on MLB.com, and it was playing on the stool. So normally I'm like looking at my notes or taking a drink of my water, and I'd literally be going like, all right, the score is 4-2.
You would say it on the microphone?
No, I would just kind of look at it and be like, all right, that's where we're at.
Okay.
And then after the show, I would just start continue.
So you do it at a theater show, and people are paid good money to see Pete Lee, and you're up there looking at your phone.
You're distracted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like.
But you nailed it down. Baseball's an easier thing you can look down at.
Yeah.
Football's different.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a whole big, you'd be going, yeah! But what the hell's he doing that on stage?
Yeah, what does he do? I don't know. I managed it, but it's crazy how like on stage comedians are they're performing one thing and then thinking like 12 other things.
Right.
And that's why last night was a little bit weird trying to adjust to having my arm in the sling because
right.
I'm like, oh my God, I am 2 steps slower than I normally should
be. Why
don't
you just like glue a guitar to the outside of that? Think about it. You talked about it feeling like and just put a guitar on the outside of it and they'll think you're hanging with a guitar. They'll think you're a guitar comedian for no reason.
Then they would expect you to play.
No, don't even touch it.
So
don't
funny.
Even touch it. Yeah.
Why didn't he play his guitar?
I didn't have a fake arm over the guitar.
That's so funny. Have a dummy cast over it. Oh, that's great.
There you go.
Somebody will make you a cardboard cutout of a guitar, Pete.
I feel like we could make that happen. If we got a treadmill sponsor once on this show, we could definitely get a guitar cutout. I did a thing last night that worked really well where I said, without the sling on, the way that I have to stand with my arm like this.
Yeah, I got it.
It's like bowed down almost like a cactus for the radio listeners. Mm-hmm. I just always have a posture like, why are you looking at my daughter like that?
Right, you look like a droopy saguaro.
Yeah, I wouldn't write too many jokes around your cast because it's coming off.
Oh, I know.
You're not going to use them anymore.
I'm going to be like,
what are you talking about?
You know, Larry the Cable Guy doesn't have sleeves. I'm going to be the sling guy forever. Sling comedian.
On the upside, Pete, Facebook thinks that the poncho makes you look like you have a great rack.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have juicy naturals.
Yeah.
Like you got to tell me. like I didn't already notice.
Here's the picture. You look like a fat chick with big boobs.
Oh, yeah.
And a Yankee hat and a beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's a weird looking chick.
I really do look like that girl that's like, my boobs get so much attention. I'm going to walk around the bar and flirt.
Is that on Twitter too, Puss?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to check this out. Yeah, we put a picture of Colleen Butt Pete, basically a snuggie.
Yeah, a big pullover.
A big pullover.
Yeah. A woolly pullover.
Yeah. That is a hideous jacket.
They look gigantic and saggy.
People buy those, you know. That's just something your girlfriend's going to wear in her apartment and snuggle in. That's all it's going to be after this, right?
Colleen bought Jamie a gift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she basically, I mean.
That's it.
I'm going to wear this for the continuation of when I have this cast on and I'm cold.
It does look like you got big, saggy milkers there, doesn't it?
I know.
That's what it does look like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at TNT Radio Empire on our Facebook page, you can see Pete Lee's.
Is that going to fit in your luggage or are you going to have to wear that on the plane?
If I sell enough merch, I can bring that home. That's my campaign. Please buy shirts so that I can bring home Colleen's gift. The weirdest part is that, like, I get dry skin on my arms in the winter, especially here, and I literally, like, can't. Like, I don't know how to put lotion on. I'm like, do I just squirt it on my fingers?
That's why Nick's here.
Oh, yeah.
Nick's helping your headphones, helped you out with your snuggle, and he can put the lotion on for you.
This is a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought when I got to the club last night, I was going to go over to Daisy and be like, hey, could you put some lotion on my... Almost like, could you put this sunscreen on me? But I'm like, how creepy can I get as a comedian that I'm like, hey, I really need
pretty
some
creepy.
Lotion. Yeah.
You can.
All right.
Now all of a sudden, she's lotioning your back.
Yeah.
Or your, what do you call them? Your what'd you call your boobs?
Juicy Naturals.
Juicy Naturals, yeah. Can you lube up my juicy... I'm not going to say that.
Right, yeah.
You gotta keep that's not going to stick to the tape.
You got to keep the talent happy, you know? If that's what it takes for him to get in the right headspace to do a show,
Colleen,
you got to do it.
Colleen.
I have minions that can do that. you know, right. I get in enough trouble with what I say and do.
Yeah, so. You do. Yeah, you do. Craig, join the program.
Three holes, no waiting.
You know that last night?
Instant classic.
You got one
I wasn't there last night.
Oh, you weren't? Okay. All right.
In the world of wrestling, Triple H had to apologize to WWE star Paige.
Like real apologies
after
or
making
fake apologies?
A bad, some say lewd joke.
At WWE doesn't, that's what they live on.
Well, but he's in charge.
Oh, that's right. He is one of the, yeah. Because his girlfriend is, what's her face, right?
Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah.
He is in charge of something.
He has a tire.
Is Paige a
it's
woman?
In here. He's executive vice president of talent, live events, and creative since 2013.
Got it. Is Paige a woman?
Yes.
Okay, what do you say to her?
Some people feel that he insinuated that she was sexually promiscuous. He said he was asking about the futures of Paige and Edge. When you're talking about people as talented as Edge, Paige, I'd love to see him step into the ring and compete. More importantly than that, I'd love to see them live long, healthy lives. Edge has kids. Paige, maybe. She probably has some she doesn't know of.
Ah!
Oh, yeah.
I don't got any kids, at least I don't know of. I love that joke.
I think that's great when you, I mean, because like that's a joke for men, right?
Yes.
So he's taking a joke meant for men, and of course, if you're a woman, you'd have a child that you would have known of.
That's my, I think, I've heard women comedians use that joke, too.
That's a great joke.
Yeah, right.
That's,
So she went on the social media
like
and
she's
tweeted.
A popped out kid she forgot.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That part.
Yeah, I mean, but.
Other than Paige went on social media. The 27-year-old said, "Even my boss jokes about me. No wonder you guys still do it too." And then he had to write on the Twitter, "I reached out to Paige to apologize. I made a terrible joke. I'm sorry if it offended her or anyone else."
Yeah, we're equal opportunity on this program, obviously.
Three holes, no waiting.
Well, part of this is dealing with the sex tapes that were illegally posted online by hackers. In 2017,
she had
to deal with that as well.
That was a threesome, too, wasn't it? Two dudes.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
Nick's
all over the wrestling. We forgot about that. And that was it? And he's also over the sex tapes, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah, that's worth checking out.
Yeah.
If you're a wrestling fan, you have to check that.
Two dudes were taking care of it, right?
Yeah.
And they were wrestlers also, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Were they wearing neon yellow vests? Because they're hole fillers.
Save it for the stage.
Or better yet, don't.
I'll take three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have used the guitar there. Go,
yeah.
That's crazy that she has a sex tape.
She does.
She's in a devil's three-way.
Yes.
And she's like, but I don't consider me a slut.
She said everyone's done that kind of stuff. It happened a long time ago when she was young and dumb and stuff happens. And then, you know, unfortunately, it got stolen and released.
Yeah.
But now she's trying to help others because she doesn't look at it as a mistake.
Well, not everyone's been airlocked.
She did suffer emotionally
be.
Because of the leak, she said.
Couple leaks.
The video leak.
Yeah. She had her
She
fill.
Had some really horrible thoughts, had to go to therapy, had to. It took her a while to get over that because obviously no woman wants to go through that.
Who taped it that day? Obviously they all knew that thing was running. Is that right?
Well, they did, but the point is it was stolen.
It was stolen after the fact.
That's
right?
Messed up.
Who
are
the wrestlers there, Nick? You remember?
I don't know.
The dudes?
That came out with some of the fapping stuff, didn't it?
Yeah, they did.
Is that a sexist remark that two dudes and a chick is a devil's three-way?
Pete said it.
Yeah.
I mean, I called it airlocking.
Could it be devils three-way the other way around? I mean, the two
well,
chicks.
Well, I have noticed on
the two chicks could be devils.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I just think that's what it. That's in the vernacular,
right? Yeah, I've heard
that's
that
not,
term.
That's not my term. Don't cancel me. Because of that,
Pete Lee gets canceled on our show. Yeah, that's gonna happen.
I love the idea that I had a three-way and I needed to, and that got leaked, and now I needed to go to therapy. Like any girl, if you're like, oh, you want to have a three-way with me and my buddy, like she could just say yes, and you'd be like, you already need therapy going into this. Like you needed therapy. That's why you're here. Yeah. And so it's like a chicken or the egg situation.
Yeah, whatever. And she's good looking, right? I remember the video.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think we watched the video, didn't we?
We may have seen a clip.
Yeah. I got some audio from that video, by the way.
Three holes, no waiting.
Similar sounding.
I try to teach the young ones the way to go. I mean, she's 27 now. Right. How much younger was she?
Yeah, she was
18, 19.
She was of age, obviously. Yeah. She was a wrestler, too, at the time, right? Yeah, she was already wrestling.
Just don't film.
Nick, I'm looking at you right, Nick, because you watched it and you studied it.
Well, yeah, I think it was a short clip.
It was.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, luckily my kid's not watching as much wrestling anymore. I think the Royal Rumble's coming up, so we might have to get the WWE Network for another day.
Oh, man. Sorry about that.
I like the Royal Rumble.
Okay. Well, so you're blaming on your kid.
It's pretty intense. I don't mind that one. No.
Blame it on your kid.
I would say call me, but no, don't.
No.
What's this wrestler's name?
Paige.
P-A-I-G-E,
yeah. Paige.
Man, that's another thing. How are you using your phone left-handed? If I had to do my phone just left-handed, I would just not be looking at it.
It's very hard. It's
you getting better at it?
I'm getting better at everything left-handed. Yep. All right, I'm looking at Paige.
Yeah.
She's so like, is her thing looking like she's been dead for a year?
Is she gothy?
Yeah, she's very gothy.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. I know she has dark hair.
Is she still involved in the Fappening? Can we get that? Can you bring it up during the commercial, Craig?
I don't know.
I'm asking you, can we watch porn during the commercial? That's pretty much what I'm asking right now.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good point. We're not allowed to.
I don't know. Yeah, when I look at her, I'm like, hashtag feminism, hashtag yes all women, hashtag. I don't know. Yeah. I am definitely.
I didn't think that the Triple H joke is that bad. It's a joke. And I understand it's only bad, I think, because of that tape.
And
I think
he's
have that
her
tape.
Boss, yeah. And she was offended.
And he's your boss, right? And she's offended,
yeah.
Right? And you can't do that.
The boss thing, for sure.
That's true.
He could have said, my name is Triple H, and all the H's are for whore, like Paige.
Or hole.
Yeah, hole.
Yeah.
Hole.
Yeah.
Or hole.
I got three holes all open.
No, that's not it. It's
three
just,
holes, no waiting.
Get it right.
No waiting.
No waiting.
The problem is the wait.
Yeah.
But by the way, you're stuck to the tape, Pete. When you said that about three holes.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Your enthusiasm kind of tapers at the end.
Yes, it does.
Pick a number.
Colleen's enthusiastic.
Right.
No,
guys,
I'm not gay. I'm just vulnerable.
That's right.
I just, for the record, so I don't get canceled, I just want to say that I believe Paige. I'm on her side. Whatever she says,
I agree with you.
I agree with
bosses
everything.
Can't say that. Bosses can't say
bosses
that.
Bosses can't say that. Yeah. Not a slut.
Yeah, no. And if you're one of those two dudes, you're grateful in that scene because she's hot.
Yeah, one of the devil's horns.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert, is that his name out of Utah?
I don't know.
Not familiar. Has stopped the distribution of some 100,000 condoms.
Oh, God.
The condoms were part of a new Utah Department of Health campaign, the H is for Human.
These people are horrible.
That aims to destigmatize the HIV in Utah.
So he's just telling people to abstain, right?
No. Wow. No.
What's he saying?
And get everybody talking about sexual health, according to the Utah Department of Health's Prevention, Treatment, and Care Program, as told to the Salt Lake Tribune.
Well, just keep your magic underwear on.
What do you say?
That's what you should do in Utah.
Well, here's the trouble. They didn't like the slogans that they put on the outside of the condoms. The Utah slogans.
If you're about to rip open a condom, what slogan is going to offend you?
Well, the governor's not going to rip open a condom.
Good point.
So the slogans will offend him.
Well, the person opening up the condom doesn't care what it says.
Yeah, it's like it's a fortune cookie.
But this is
cookie.
For the governor, not for the person that's actually using them.
We've known that because our governors are always they're holier than thou. We got one down the hallway.
This is for the governor, down the street here. Not for people that actually use them.
Good point.
The packaging features Utah-specific euphemisms like the greatest sex on earth, a play on the state's phrase, the greatest snow on earth.
All right, I didn't even know that was a phrase, but I guess
nor
if you lived there,
you would know
that.
But not the point. Well, people in the governor of Utah knows this.
Well, if you skied, you know that. That's their ski tourism slogan.
SLUT combines the abbreviation for Salt Lake City and one for Utah. The governor didn't appreciate that.
That's slut.
Yeah,
very good.
Yep. Right. It took me a while there, but it's late in the show. On
you're
a Friday.
On top of it today.
Thank
nothing
you.
Nothing gets by you.
Actually, a lot does. At this time of the week, it does.
That's great.
Once again, he's still a dumbass. We're just trying to protect people.
Others feature phrases like explore Utah's caves.
Oh, boy.
Don't go bare. And toss the Jell-O salad.
Whoa.
Now, that comes along with the picture of the Jell-O salad in kind of a bundt cake mold type thing.
With
you're
a
familiar with that.
With a hole in it, yeah.
Yeah, upside down with a hole in it.
Right, yep, the way we like them.
Another had a picture of a mountain and the slogan, enjoy your mountain, which is M-O-U-N-T-I-N, apostrophe.
Mountain. Yep.
Enjoy your mountain. Still another showed an image of a bed with the slogan, this is the place.
Once again, his outrage is in the wrong place. There's no outrage here. It's condoms.
Just condoms in plain.
They're not handing condoms out to 8-year-old kids that would read these things.
But if they put them out in just plain packages, would he object?
No.
Or was it more the slogans that
he
objected to?
It was the slogan specifically.
It was the packaging that he didn't like.
Once again, you're about to rip open a condom.
The governor understands the importance.
The governor understands
the importance of the Utah Department of Health.
Think about that. That's disgusting, that slogan.
I can't splooge into this now.
Exactly. I just stuck all that, but we're not going to play that one again.
The governor understands the importance of the Utah Department of Health conducting a campaign to educate Utahns about HIV prevention. He does not approve of the sexual innuendo.
Sexual innuendos on a condom.
Part of a taxpayer-funded campaign. The office has asked the department to rework the campaign's branding.
By the way, condoms are just for sex. They're not even for procreation because you're not wearing a condom then. So, of course it's sexual innuendos because it's for sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have sex with a condom on to procreate. So, it's sexual innuendo is just putting a condom on.
Right.
Yeah,
but he's just an idiot.
It has offended the sensibilities of the governor.
Yeah, great.
That's it.
Yeah. Is he a Mormon?
It's all about him.
Yeah.
He doesn't want his people thinking that.
According to the Salt Lake Tribune, the condoms were primarily distributed by the state's 13 local health departments, the University of Utah, and the Utah AIDS Foundation. I assume those people are already having sex.
Yeah.
Officials with the State Department of Health also apologized for the offensive packaging.
Oh, he's a Mormon.
Yeah, of course he is.
I assume most politicians from Utah are.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if he's a Mormon, those 8-year-old kids have seen a condom. Because they have a history.
Yeah.
They want to better respect taxpayer dollars.
Sorry.
It's true.
They have a history.
Yeah, just something you can Google.
Yeah.
Don't be offended. Something you can Google. Yeah.
They want to run a campaign to help in the prevention of HIV in a manner that better respects taxpayer dollars and their role as a government agency. Throwing away 100,000 condoms may not respect taxpayer dollars.
Ship them to a less anal state.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, I'm imagining every guy when the girl's like, yeah, shouldn't we use a condom? He's like, no, I'm just a big supporter of the governor. And I can't really go against that now.
Plus, I can't feel anything.
Yeah.
I respect the governor, so we're not wearing a condom tonight.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want you to be offended by the slogan on the condom before I put it on my junk.
Yeah. If it's anal, it's not for procreation either.
Good point.
Very true.
You're right with it.
Yeah.
It's for birthdays, then.
BuddyWorldOmaha.com to see Pete Lee. You're in the Omaha area. You know, get out, be hardy. It's going to be fine later.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.